Penguin Random House Audio presents The Scarred Woman, a Department Q novel, by Jussi Adler-Olsen. Translated by William Frost. Read for you by Graham Malcolm. Dedicated to our wonderful family in Barcelona, Olaf Slot Pettersen, Annette Merrild, Arne Merritt Bertelsen, and Michael Kierkegaard. Prologue, Saturday, November 18th, 1995. She didn't know how long she had been kicking the sticky, withered leaves, only that her bare arms were now cold, and that the shouting up at the house had become shrill, sounding so harsh and angry that it hurt her chest. Only just now she had been about to cry, but that was something she really didn't want to do. "You'll get lines on your cheeks, and that's ugly, Dorrit," her mother would say. She was good at reminding her of that sort of thing. Dorrit looked at the wide, dark track she had left in the foliage on the lawn, then once more counted the windows and doors of the house. She knew perfectly well how many there were. It was just a way to pass the time. 2 doors for the wings, 14 large windows, and 4 rectangular ones in the basement, and if she counted every pane, there were 142. "I can count really high," she thought proudly. She was the only one in her class who could. Then she heard the hinges of the basement door on the side wing squeak, which was rarely a good sign. "I'm not going in," she whispered to herself when she saw the housemaid coming up from the basement stairwell, heading straight toward her. At the far end of the garden, where it was dark among the bushes, she often crouched down and hid, sometimes for hours, if necessary. But this time the house